It's boring to go alone, so take this podcast from Radio 1 91 FM.
And I'm joined by my first guest of the morning. We have got old mate Aliana Gray in the studio here from To The Front, not to the back.
To the front.
Very, very, very exciting stuff. How's your morning going? We were talking very briefly about the death throes of imperialism, American imperialism, out in the lobby earlier.
Just a light chat for the morning.
Very good light chat.
Yeah.
Does that topic take up a lot of RAM?
I'll tell you what, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, same.
And I'm trying to limit my internet time to make myself not explode.
Yeah. I've been trying to just not consume so much American media because I want to just care about the home front more, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of hard having family over there and feeling this push. I want to know what's going on. But then every time I start to read about it, I'm like, oh, I'm having a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's why it's really important that we do things in Aotearoa that work on building really strong and resilient communities. Because we know that change is never going to come from the political system, not in any meaningful way.
Yeah.
And change absolutely is going to come from strong and healthy and resilient communities.
Yeah. It's the amount of force that needs to be applied to politicians is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and the system is just corrupt from its roots, you know what I mean? So I think that we have to continue to look outside it to create really meaningful support for people.
Mm-hmm. I just want to touch on that US media thing once more, because I think, I'm on Twitter all the time, and there's so much, like, it's hard to prioritize the American news at the moment, because so much of it is just, like, cultural bullshit. Like, the whole, I don't know, the Tesla boycott's cool, but then you just get tweets from like Ted Cruz being like, I got a Tesla, and it's like, I don't need to know about this, and there's all these people complaining about it. It's like, this is so, the world's on fire.
Yeah, let's tank his wealth though.
Yeah,
I mean, not that I literally have any shares, but you know, let's mess him up.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job of that on their own, just through their like economic policy with other countries. It's great. The tariffs, it's hilarious.
Although I am a little worried that all of this is just, I mean, hey, just we're on the political show now. But I'm a little worried that all of this is just to kind of hoodwink people while they make out like bandits
from
the financial crisis.
Totally,
I sort of feel like anytime people in power are doing things that are sort of this outlandish, I'm sort of like, well, what are they trying to distract us from?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, trying to intentionally tank the economy so that they can make a lot of money shorting stocks is probably it.
Probably.
Yeah.
And let's move on to this.
Wait, that's not why we're here?
Not today, unfortunately. But anytime you're welcome
we'll
to come
be back
and talk
tomorrow.
About it. Yeah, please do on a Saturday. But, you know, To The Front is an awesome organization that empowers, oh my God, who doesn't empower? Young women, takatāpui, trans people, intersex people, queer people in general, gender diverse people. Very, very awesome stuff. Also, takes that, all that, and puts a youth lens on it, which is fantastic. I've had a friend who did some work with To The Front before, Lucky Pollock.
Yeah.
Beatwicks.
Yeah.
They did some stuff up north, which is awesome.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. And how is To The Front doing?
To The Front is going amazing. Mm-hmm. To The Front is a series of holiday programs where music is the medium to build confidence, empowerment, and resilient communities in young women, takatāpui, trans, intersex, and gender diverse and queer people.
Uh-huh.
We're focusing on, trying to show youth that creativity is a really joyous pathway to their own personal liberation, and that personal liberation and collective liberation go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
So we're really working on, trying to build strong, resilient communities and trying to show these young people that creativity is inherent in everyone, and that that's a power that they get to use however they choose. So we are run by a charity called Girls Rock Aotearoa. We just actually got our charity status recently, so we're going to be
tax-free, maybe?
if anybody wants to donate, it is tax-free. But we will be doing a big event this year to launch our charity status, which is really exciting.
Cool.
And so as a kind of a part of the growth of it, we currently run the To The Front programs in Tamaki Makaurau, Te Whanganui a Tara, Kirikiriroa, and Te Papaioia. And then we've just started doing some workshops here in Otsipuri last year.
Mm.
And I am now blessed enough to be able to run 3 more events down in Otsipuri this year.
Sick.
One of which is coming up in April.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about, right? April 5th?
Yes, April 5th in conjunction with our really good friends that you might know, Radio 1,
mm-hmm.
And APRA AMCOS. mm-hmm. and also with the support of the Dunedin Fringe Arts Trust, Whitestone Cheese, and Pete's Natural.
Whitestone Cheese?
Yeah, we got some free cheese.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's going to be yummy.
What about what a great ally to have.
yeah. We, you know, we love cheese.
love cheese.
Yeah, so the event in April is going to be really fun. What we are focused on is I ran a songwriting series in the New Zealand Young Writers Festival down here last year on mm-hmm. behalf of To the Front and Girls Rock Aotearoa. Mm-hmm. And what I was hearing from some of the young musicians that we were working with was that they were starting to release music but were a little confused about the kind of business side of it, how to make sure that they were getting their royalties, having their songs properly registered, which is all tools for being able to build a sustainable career in the arts.
Totally.
So we've partnered with APRA and Radio 1 to... for 2 hours on Saturday, the 5th of April, mm-hmm. which is coming up in a couple weeks, yes. at 19 George Street, the Fringe HQ, thank you so much, the Fringe Arts Trust.
Big ups.
We'll be talking with Radio 1 and APRA for 2 hours about how to release and promote your music in a really cool, fun, and sustainable way. The purpose of it is to try and demystify some of these processes a little bit and show people sort of how easy it is to start to make some sustainable cash from your music, and how it doesn't necessarily have to be scary or unknown, because oftentimes the sort of back-end business side of music can feel really obfuscated and very inaccessible. So we want to bring some more accessibility into it, and particularly for young people.
Mm-hmm. Very, very awesome. I want to have a little side tangent before we get into talking about the panel about, I guess, the funding environment. Obviously, it's changed a lot with the current administration. How has that affected Girls Rock Aotearoa and To the Front?
I spend so much time doing funding applications and reporting on funding applications. We are really lucky to have a very small funding team who has a very small amount of paid hours, but luckily... has the ability to work year-round on getting funding for our organization. We now employ about 160 contractors across the Motu every year, so we're very lucky to be able to have the responsibility to provide some level of financial stability and semi-regular employment to people. And that's a responsibility that we take very seriously. So as we're growing as a charity, it's really important that we are able to maintain the growth that we've achieved, especially because being able to provide people with well-paying jobs in the arts is a huge privilege, because those roles are, as we both know, not really that available.
No.
So we take that really seriously. We think that being able to provide meaningful employment is also a part of resilient communities. So, yeah, funding takes up a lot of our time, and it's pretty brutal. So I really encourage any listeners out there who feel that they get sort of any kind of fulfillment or positive energy from our arts organization to do whatever you can to support them. It's really hard for people out there. And as we know, this current administration is really devaluing the arts. But as we also know, the arts is absolutely essential, I think, to human evolution and joy.
Yeah. And our GDP as well.
Yeah. Hey, this is the thing, though, right? Even from an economic standpoint, investing in the arts makes sense.
And this neoliberal hellscape we're in, you have to look at everything in an economic lens. And even by the economic lens, funding the arts makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's frustrating when you hit their self-set metrics and then they still don't even want to give you money.
Yeah, because they just don't care about creativity.
We're very, very lucky to have some really amazing funders, though. People like the Tyndall Foundation have been funding us for multiple years. And so we're very, very grateful that we do have a community of people who connect with our vision and want to help us keep creating these supportive systems for young people.
Well, that's an easy vision to connect with. And you mentioned before that a lot of the operations To the Front does are in the North Island. And you're starting to crack into Otipoti. Are you also going to crack into Ototahi or Waihopa Invercargill in Tom Shone? Is that on the agenda?
That absolutely is on the agenda. Having a presence into Waipunamu is really important for us. Something else that is really important for us that we have learned the slightly crunchy way is that sustainable growth is good growth.
Yes.
So we opened in the first 5 years of our life, we opened a new program every year. That's a really intense amount of growth. So what we're working on now is slow, steady, and sustainable consolidation. So more expansion plans into Te Waipunamu are absolutely on the cards.
Yeah.
Watch the next 5 years.
Very awesome. I want to touch on, some of the chats that are going to be had at the panel. And this is technically to do with the business side, but are there going to be conversations about how... I don't want to say conversations. Are there going to be... chats, Corridor, about you know, how to market yourself as an artist, because that's a massive thing. You know, how do you crack the algorithm? There's going to be some chats about that.
Absolutely. So this panel is really about two things. It's about release and promotion. So, you know, as well as having your music registered and being able to sort of gain royalties and performance fees from it, you know, the other part is getting people to listen to it, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring the good people from Radio 1 on to sort of talk about how to release music to radio, specifically within the student network in Aotearoa, which we're so lucky to have. It's a really, really supportive base for music in Aotearoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how to pitch music to radio, how to kind of make sure that you're sort of tailoring your communication so they can actually kind of get seen and heard by people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we will also be talking about how to create a bit of an outward presence for yourself so that you too can get people to connect with your vision.
Yeah, hell yeah. And speaking of visions, I want to touch on, I guess, the sound that all these people who To The Front helps. What kind of sounds are they getting into? Are they getting into more electronic-y sounds?
Absolutely.
So I feel like that's the go, eh?
This is a really fun conversation because, you know, we sort of have these two names, right? We have the name of the charity, which is Girls Rock Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that the Girls Rock movement started in California in the 1980s. It
yes.
came out of Riot Girl.
Yes.
So there's Girls Rock camps all over the world. After 3 years in Aotearoa as Girls Rock Aotearoa, we decided to change the name of our programs to The Front because we're not all girls and
yes.
we don't just rock.
Yes.
And we were finding that that was making it a little inaccessible for some young people who didn't know that the program was for them, even though it absolutely always was. So, yeah, we have the whole cornucopia of music happening at our programs.
Awesome.
And we're very, very lucky to have been able to introduce a electronic production stream
Sick.
At some of our camps for about the past 3 years.
Sick.
So at one of our programs, young people get to experience many things. They do a series of workshops, everything from how to record a music video in a day to screen printing their own merch. They also get to listen to a different local band or artist every day as a part of a performance. It's
yes.
it's the funnest thing in the world. I
yeah.
really encourage everybody to go on our website, girlsrock.co.nz, have a look at what we do, follow us on social media. It's the funnest thing ever. So they come for the day. We have performances every day. We have workshops every day. They learn an instrument every day, so vocals, keys, bass, guitar, drums, or electronic production.
Uh-huh.
And then they also get sorted into bands. So at the start of the week, they'll get sorted into a band with other young people that they've never met. We have all sorts of ranges of experiences. We definitely don't require any musical experience to be a part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of band practices throughout the program, which usually takes place over a week, they will write a song with the help of some mentors and their band that they'll then perform at a showcase at the end. And it's the funnest thing ever. So we have bands that are working in a more traditional kind of analog way with like drum kits and guitars and bass and keys, but then we also have bands in our electronic program that work with Logic and have a producer. So the showcase is really fun. You know, we have everything from metal screamo bands making songs called Luigi Mangione Have My Babies. That was one of the highlights for me of
That's
the Tamaki
so
Makoto showcase this year.
Awesome.
And then we have electronic bands who are, you know, getting up there and letting us all rave.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll leave the chat there. And thank you for coming on the program. If people want to go to this awesome chat between Radio 1, APRA, and To The Front, they can do so at 10 a.m. on April the 5th. It's at the Fringe headquarters on Princess Street. You've requested a track. We've got Lizzie McAlpine with Pushing It Down and Praying. Very exciting to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And wish you well for your day.
You too.
Thank you very much. We've got Mim Jensen coming on very shortly to come and chat about her new EP, Shadow of the Gift. Here's Lizzie McAlpine. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.